Back here on our Friday edition of Sports Talk, Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Jeff Nowak, and Charlie Long hanging out with you till 7 p.m. tonight. Getting to all your calls, everybody out at Saints practice today. Want to hear from you, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. And first up to bat, Jimmy and Gretna. What you got, Jimmy? What'd you see today?
Hey, look, guys, it was a great day in the Superdome. What did I see? I saw Bobby. He was wearing green. I don't know if he still got his green shirt on.
He sure does.
But it was the first Cajun leprechaun I ever saw in my life.
No, I'm representing Crescent
he's
Canada.
He's got to be pushing. Look, he's pushing 6'5". You couldn't miss him. All right, the Cajun leprechaun. I couldn't get to you, Bobby. I was from a distance. I was in this bunker zone VIP area. I couldn't get to your area because obviously you guys are pressed.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm not. I guess I'm cutting you off. But no, stay on. You know what I noticed? I think we all noticed this. I guess when you have more people in the dome, and I shouldn't be complaining about this. I was talking to Cat Terrell. It was freaking cold in the dome.
No.
Yes. No, I'm telling you, it was cold.
It's always cold in the dome.
But it seems like there's more people.
I think you're just thinner than you used to be.
Yeah. If there's more people, though, Jeff, it seems like, I don't know, it's a little warmer.
Wait till you get to the roof.
But heat rises. Yeah, no. No,
I'm saying the air conditioners up there are right above you and blowing down.
Yeah, as long as it don't hit me.
Cat's usually in like that big, winter jacket up there.
As long as it don't hit me on the neck and act up my arthritis and all that. But anyway.
Now, Bobby.
Listen, I don't want to complain because it's been so hot this summer.
There you go.
Listen, I welcome the air condition.
Look, I saw the upgrades. I don't know if y'all saw. They got a 40-yard bar on each side. I guess this is for the Super Bowl. They're spending all this money, construction 40. Downtown. It's a 40-yard bar. It's 40 yards of bar.
So you can run from one end of the bar to the other. We can time you. 40-yard dash.
Well, I mean, and look, listen, the Titans are coming to town. They got $3 tickets on the secondary market for this Sunday. So if you want to take the whole family,
bring them on out.
$10, $15. Yeah. Bucks,
No, but Jimmy, that's a good point you're making about because some people cannot afford to take their kid to a regular season game. Listen, some young kids, they just know they're going to a Saints game. They don't know
they
the game
care.
Doesn't count. Yeah. Oh, well, Dad, we're going to the Saints game?
Plus, I think a lot of kids are excited about Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener.
It's true. This is when you're going to see him.
Kids that just want to go to a football game. Yeah, go ahead.
Bobby, that's the only game I would take my kids to because it allows them to run away from me. I can watch the game in some peace because there's a little bit of room. All right. I told you I would talk to Trevor Penning. I did not see him at Yeoman, but I did see him today. And I said, look, brother, you're the starter. You're going to be the starter. I don't care what everybody's saying. He said yes, sir, to me. It kind of made me feel old because I guess I'm old enough to be his dad. I'm in my 40s. But he was like, yes, sir. And I gave him that acknowledgement that with the Who Dat Nation is behind you. And I saw him light up.
Damn, the Saints should hire you, Jimmy. What, you a sports psychologist?
You know what? I'm waiting for my check. Gail Benson, come on. Write it out, man. Write it out, brother. The Who Dat Croatian. Come on, write out
if
the
Trevor
check
Penning, if Trevor Penning does awesome on Sunday, I'm giving Jimmy credit. Yeah. And Jimmy, we're going to start paying you. Are we going to be like, they have the one once or twice a week before the game consultation, he goes to therapy. It's
words of affirmation from Jimmy.
Yeah, and Jimmy's encouraging Trevor Penning to kick ass.
I do think, it's funny, it's kind of a joke, but I do think for Trevor, so much of it is confidence and mental. And when he gets beat, he loses again because he got beat before. And then that's the biggest problem.
Snowball effect.
Yes.
Yep.
He's not, you hear one play, then flush that play and go forward. I don't think he does that very well.
He dwells on it.
And it's like over time it gets worse and worse because he didn't do the thing perfect the first time. And so,
I agree, Jeff.
Jimmy, I don't know
if between the ears, your
words of affirmation are going to make a marked difference, but I hope they do because I do, he does the work. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's not like he's out there just loafing around. You watch him and he's trying.
The one thing I've said this, Jeff, I want to see Trevor Penning at a wedding or eat at a nightclub. I guarantee he can't dance. I bet he's a stiff. I mean, he has terrible.
He doesn't have sweet feet.
No, you got to be like I told you. Remember, I told you your son's playing offensive
dancing
line.
Bear.
You got to be a dancing bear. You got to be like fluid. That's what I always say. Teron Armstead, I guarantee you. Anthony Munoz, I bet they can dance.
He used to get to like a square dancing class.
Yeah, yeah. It just, and you know, your base, like Stinchcomb, how he's saying your feet got to be staggered. A lot of times his feet are too close. Well, hell yeah, you're going to get knocked over. You're going against NFL guys.
Yeah, his feet are closed and he's straight up and down. Like, yeah, it's the problem. Yep.
Early on at practice, before they really got into things, I did see Trevor kind of off to the side with one of the coaches doing some hand work.
Well, good. Do a lot of work. But I think Jimmy might have the answer. I mean, Jimmy's going
to be nice to the guy.
Yeah, be nice. Sports psychologist, and Jimmy's going to get him up. Because that's the new thing. Look in the Olympics.
See, I would think when you anger someone, it just brings out like the Hulk in you.
Yeah, but no, that is when you're playing. When you're not losing your technique every time that happens.
I got you.
And I'm not. I don't think the guys on the other side of the line are going to be
Steve,
like, you got
Steve,
this.
How old are you? What are you? You're not Gen Z. What are you like and all that?
48.
No, I think these gens, the young people, you got to encourage them. You can't get on their ass, then they'll play worse. They remind me.
So that's what we need to do, though. We need to get the other defensive ends to be like, Trevor, you got this.
Right, right.
We're not going to hurt you.
No, and I'm telling you, as a quarterback, I always tell you this, and Derek Carr knows this because he's played enough. I always say, you know, you go to college. What am I majoring in? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to go to business.
Sports
I don't know.
Psychology.
I'm going to be a PE teacher. No, just be major in psychology. Are you playing a team sport? Because you got to lead these men if you know you can play quarterback, because you don't treat them the same.
Well,
we had Darren Gilbert from Cal State Fullerton.
Did you happen to hear Anthony Orji talk the other day?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, so one of the things that he did this offseason, and he's had a great jump. Like, he
yes.
looks like a different player. One of the main things he did was work with, like, a sports psychologist. I don't know. She's a mental health coach, whatever is the title. But, like,
he
credits that with the reason why he has been able to move forward this season.
Well, but saying one snap and clear is easier than actually doing it.
Right.
Well, but look at the gymnast, Biles.
Simone Biles, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Tokyo, I'm checked out. Then all of a sudden, look how she bounces back.
Yeah.
So, no, hey, listen.
No, it's important.
If the therapy works, I'm all for it. It's when the therapy should work and it doesn't work, then maybe you're not good enough. Then you get humbled.
There's no therapy that can help lack of talent.
It's good words of encouragement. But like I was saying, like with Darren Gilbert, Cal State Fullerton. If he got whooped and I told him anything, I'd say a few choice words to him, and then he'd play worse. And I go, I can't get on him. Now, Stan Brock, if I didn't get on the mountain man from Oregon, played University of Colorado, if I didn't get on Stan Brock.
He lit that fire,
he'd
right?
He'd go, what are you? He would get on me. So he wanted me to light that fire. Man, he said, you sorry, you getting whooped. And then he would play better. But Darren Gilbert, I had to tell him, keep working, you're doing good. Keep fighting, you're going to be all right. And he would play better. Mm. Whether if I chewed him out, he'd play worse. And then that means I get hit more. I don't want that. I'm not for that.